Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you are listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Now in studio, your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. So we've got a lot of great stuff, as usual, to go over with everybody. And we're going to start out with the financial resolutions that can help you buy a home in 2018. So, you know, that's basically what it comes down to is, you know, this is good for whether you're buying a home or whether you're not buying a home.
Yeah, just living in general.
being sound financially is always a good thing to do. But if you do want to buy a home, this will definitely help you do that. And the first thing is to make a budget. And it's really interesting. When you make a budget, you can actually see what you want to spend money on. And then you have a measuring goal to see what you actually do spend the money on. And if you don't have a budget, many times it's very easy to spend money on things that, you know, you weren't planning on and don't really need.
Yeah, story of my life.
So making a budget is kind of the first step. And like we said, it's like kind of the roadmap for what you want to do in anything in life. It's always a good thing to make a budget and live within it. And, you know, I know that we have to do it, you know, as a company, and then you have to do it personally and all that kind of good stuff, too. But it's always a good thing to make a budget. And, you know, one of the great tips that I heard in making a budget is, you know, it's like when you look at it and there might be things on it that you think really are not necessary, or and something, you know, like if you have a hobby that might be expensive or bad for you, you know, depending like if it's smoking or something like that. You know, it's like one of the best things that I heard about that is that you, when you look at it and you look at the amount of money you might be spending on a hobby or a bad habit, you know, you might think, oh my gosh, I don't want to spend that amount of money on it. But basically what the bottom line is that you're not going to give it up 100%. So what you have to do is when you're making a realistic budget is that you do have to allow for some money going towards that, but it might not be to the extent of what you're doing it today if you want to whittle it down and that kind of thing.
Correct. Yeah. Like if you're putting a $50 a week budget on, like you said, maybe five packs of cigarettes, let's just say.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you whittle it down, maybe put a budget of 40 and maybe you're only going to get four packs. And then eventually you just get down to no packs or vice versa, or even lunch. Lunch is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you bring your lunch, well, then of course you're saving by not having to go out. But even if you do go out, instead of spending like $10 a day, you know, maybe limit yourself to $7 or $5 a day. And then you can put that amount that you're saving because you're already used to spending it, put it aside in a little piggy bank or something.
Right. Which brings us to point number two, which is save,
save, and save again.
Exactly. So, and that's the little ways that you do it and that kind of thing. And we talk all the time that it doesn't necessarily take as much money as you think to necessarily buy a house, especially for the first time home buyer. You know, a lot of people are used to that you need to put 20% down, and that is obviously the best way to go, the most solid way to go and everything. However, there are options because you look at how am I ever going to save that 20%. And so in order to do that, there are first time home buyer programs out there that you don't need to have as much money. Going conventional, there's as little as 1% down if you've got the right credit score, which is over 720 and that kind of thing. But then there's 3% conventional, 3.5% FHA, which there's a lot of options to get that stuff done. And then closing costs, there's ways to come up with them and everything as well. But you do want to have savings because when it comes down to it, when you actually do move into your new home, you might want to do something with it, you know, decorating wise and that kind of stuff. So you want to save in order to be able to do that. And so that's a good thing to do. And then the next thing is to establish a clear goal.
Yep.
And so you know, you want to have a goal as to the time period, as to how much money you want to save, perhaps a credit score, which is the next thing that we're going to talk about is getting your credit score. And you know, you can go out there and you can go to all those sites and get it on your own. But if you're considering getting a house, my thought process is that the best thing to do, which is, of course, to get in touch with us, which is what you would expect us to say. But the other side of the coin of what I'm trying to say is that what we would do is put you in touch with one of our lending partners. Mm-hmm. We kind of match you up with who we feel is the best one for you. And then when you're in touch with that lending partner, what you would do is that you would be able to, you know, they can let you know what you might need to do in order to get your credit in the shape that it is, that you need it to be for a loan. Because it's like you can pull it up and look at it all days from Sunday and not know that maybe it's a $50 payment here that's actually going to change your credit score immensely. Mm-hmm. And it's something that somebody, that an expert can look at it and let you know. But you might not know on your own. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So we're talking about getting your credit score, which, like I said, you can get it many places on your own, but in having actually a professional look at it, mm-hmm. which doesn't cost you anything to do, they can tell you maybe how you could raise it or that it's perfect now or whatever, and just to maintain, because even though it might be perfect now, you might look at it a couple of months from now and
it could drop.
It could change. So it's like, so you know what to do. So the next thing is to pay down debt. And again, this comes down with the, you know, actually talking to the professionals mm-hmm. in the lending world, if that's where you're going, if you're not paying cash. And in paying down debt, you know, it's like you want to do this so that you don't, your payments overall are less. But there might be a rhyme or reason or a best way to do that. So it might be your best bet is to pay down this loan or this credit card or pay off this auto loan or something like that. That's going to be able to afford to get you a house. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of times that you think, oh, I can just do this on my own, but it doesn't cost you anything to go with the professionals and getting exactly. that done. Then it sets you up 100% for what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that that's the best way to go. So again, the financial resolutions that can help you buy a home in 2018 is, first of all, is to make a budget. And the second one is to save, and save again. The third one is to establish a clear goal. Fourth one is to get your credit score. And the sixth one is to pay down debt. So with all of that, I just think that that's, that, like we said, those are good for anybody in mm-hmm. regardless if you want to buy a house or you want, you know, anything that you want to do financially is a good thing to have yourself well vested and all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, one of the things that I found that was interesting is with all of the technology and everything that's out there, and I have kind of mixed emotions as far as what the next thing is that we're going to be talking about. And there's, you know, virtual reality is out there, and there's different pictures that can be taken with 3D and all of that that you can see. And, you know, some of that is good because it's like you can show maybe an out-of-town person that. But when you're putting that out there for the overall public, I'm not sure that that's a good thing, because a house really needs to have that, you need to have that look and feel and actually be in there and feel the space. But, you know, with virtual reality, they are looking at for some model homes. Actually, in Central Florida, there's one of the companies that's doing it, that until their model homes can get built, they're actually building it in virtual reality so you can do it, you know, through those virtual reality glasses.
Well, that's kind of cool, I guess, because it does take a long time for the models to be built.
Yeah, so
a lot
in
of
that
times
case,
people
yeah.
like to see. Yeah. You know, they can have at least an idea if it's going to work for them or not.
Right. But it's not 100% perfect, and it's not 100% accurate when it comes down to it. And so looking at that for overall houses overall is going to be interesting. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So, you know, when we're talking about pictures, it really comes down to, I think that it's really important. Pictures are extremely important.
Yep, couldn't agree more.
When it comes down to everything. And basically, when, you know, you're showing your house, you want to show it off at the best possible way, but you want to be truthful about it too. So mm-hmm. pictures can do that. And they always say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Yep. And you know that that's, you know, more than true. So it's like how you're portraying your house in the pictures is very important. Exactly. And we make sure that we, you know, take extra added effort and all that kind of good stuff mm-hmm. to make sure that the pictures are definitely what they need to be. But when you look at different programs and that kind of stuff that are out there that are available with technology comes both the pluses and minuses. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is in the pluses is that, you know, with this one technology that's out there now, it's like you could actually see like a 3D of the house and kind of walk through it just by looking on your computer and that. And to a certain extent, I think it's good. But at the other side, I don't like it at all because it doesn't get you into the house. It's like you're making judgments on the house that are not necessarily accurate based on a photo.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like it's going to be that, but it also for the person that is maybe looking at it from an investment standpoint or something, that then it's a great option to possibly have it that way, because that just only makes sense that you could, you know, do it that way. So there's, like I said, there's the pluses and minuses and everything in what we need to do. So, you know, the best bet is, regardless, is that, you know, pictures are king and they are online and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, every house that you see online is not always available, because a lot of them are gone, which is kind of the thing that always happens, because the good ones really go kind of before they make it to the internet, quite honestly.
But, yeah, I think that's true. But, well, it's like you said with even the photos, going back to the photos real fast.
Sure.
I mean, just like, you know, if you look at something online and then you receive it, it might be totally different than what you looked at.
Oh, yeah.
The same on dating sites, or, you know, even the menus when you order the foods. I mean, the pictures are so great, and then you get it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so not what I ordered, you know? So yeah. It's the same when it comes to the houses. You know, if the pictures are, you know, they've got you all hyped up, and then you get there and then you're like, oh, what a bummer. Then you're let down.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. So, I mean, if you can get in there and touch it, feel it, and see it, it's much better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that sometimes people think that, you know, it's interesting as owners, when you're talking to them sometimes, mm-hmm. they think the pictures should be a lot different than the pictures that...
What's there, exactly.
That
yeah.
what we may choose. And, you know, the reason that we do what we do or choose the ones that we do is mm-hmm. because they're the most effective ones to get done.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the pictures that when you look at them at a house, they're not looking like it's in order. Like, you don't walk in the door and then you see the foyer and then you see the family room or mm-hmm. the dining room. And then you go to the kitchen and then you end up in the bedrooms and stuff like that. And the reason is because, you know, you got to see how far people are going to go. You yeah. got to put the best pictures first.
Yeah, because you want to get them in the door.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. So you've got to put the best pictures first mm-hmm. in order to get people through yep. that door and looking at those good things. Because it's like, if the backyard is really awesome and the kitchen's really awesome and the master bath is really awesome, then those are the things that you want to show like
they
immediately
yeah.
instead of them having to, you know, sort through the pictures and kind of wander their way back there.
Mm-hmm.
So it really makes a big difference in regards to how you do it. There's a complete science behind it. And I know for those of you that like to dot every I and cross every T 5 times, that, you know, not having the pictures in order is kind of a problem. But we're talking about marketing here and and not order. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So talking about fun stuff today, it seems like, to me anyway, it's fun stuff. But there's some in home decor trends, interior design ideas for your bedroom that are out there. And, you know, when it comes down to decorating, there's things that you can do for yourself, and then there's things that you can do to sell your house. And my thought process is always, if you're going to be living there, you got to do what you want to do for you. And that's it. That's what the bottom line is. But if you're going to sell it, you know, there might be things that you might do personally that might not be things that people do.
Like or want to see, right?
Like or want to see. Exactly. So basically, you know, tips for transforming a bedroom for your personal oasis. So the first question that you always have to consider is, how many changes do you want to make when you're doing something? So that's the first thing. You know, it's like, do you want to do painting and that's it? Or do you want to do a lot more to it? And then how much space do you have to consider is the next thing. And then the number one, number three thing that we always ask is, what's your budget?
What's the budget? Yep.
And so, and coming into that, but the trends that are going to be out there is that moodier palettes are in. And, you know, so the color of the year is out. They always have that. And this one is called ultraviolet. So those people that like purple, you know, or something like that are going to like that color. But the people that don't may not like the color of the year. But that's the color of the year for those people that wanted to know that. Brass accent pieces are back in, which a few years ago, brass is definitely out.
Wow.
I know. I can't.
Well, I was looking at houses the other day, and that was the main thing that caught the lady's eye was they had brass features throughout.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you never know. One day they might come back. And look at that. They're coming back.
I know. So that's it. We're early in the process because everybody's not into the brass yet.
I mean, I don't know. It was pretty funny. It was actually brass and silver. It must have been a designer feature 12 or 15 years ago when these houses were built, because it was pretty pretty wow. And it was so funny. Every house we went into, she's like, look, it's got the same faucet. And I'm like, it must just have been a builder thing. And it was brass. So way to go.
Oh, that's funny. So now this is something that I'm not aware of. You know, wabi-sabi.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Me neither. So here are some of the great ideas to help inspire the wabi-sabi aesthetic. I think that this is the Japanese art of finding beauty in imperfection is what wabi-sabi is.
All right.
So, you know, you can use linens and humble materials.
Okay.
In doing that, showcase handmade items.
Interesting.
And allow for natural filtered light, which, you know, most of our windows are probably tinted a little bit. So that's your filtered light coming through right there. Next thing that you can do, and this is a good thing to do when you're selling your house, too, is to have those creative storage pieces that you can put everything away that nobody can see. And that's it. Mid-century everything. So I guess that means 1950s and stuff is what everybody wants to do. So some of the dressers or nightstands on legs, mid-century accent colors, including navy, red, and orange, large floor-to-ceiling windows, dark hardwood flooring, and fireplace.
Interesting.
Yep. So bold florals are in. And then bring your vision to life is what it's basically saying. So I don't know if that helps anybody out there knowing what you want to do, what the trends are. But, you know, my thought process is you do what you like.
Exactly.
You know, that's what it comes down to.
I always say keep it simple and just go with the flow, right?
But that's right.
I mean, if you got to go all out, then it is what it is.
That's right. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And, you know, what we're going to go into now is 8 factors that enhance a home's value. Mm-hmm. And the first one, which might surprise people, is a small size. And you might think, well, that just doesn't make sense. But the reason that a small size home, you know, is enhances the value is because it's always the entry point into the market.
Exactly.
So, you know, regardless of the size of the home, if the area, the smallest home there is ever sold for $150,000 and your house is even smaller than that, I mean, $150,000 is kind of where it might be because mm-hmm. that's the lowest priced home that's there. So you can't really go below that. So when you're looking at that entry point, you know, it definitely is that an entry point into the market and everything. So that's what you want to make sure that you look at and know and all that kind of good stuff. So the next thing that you want to look at is an open floor plan is something that people are totally into today. And everybody likes to have that open floor plan where mm-hmm. everybody can relate. I was reading an article that was talking about the difference that of what like the baby boomers are looking for and the millennials are looking for. And even though the millennials want their own particular space is what it says, which I think there's some people that do and some people that don't. But basically, you know, that everybody kind of is the same, that they want to have that open floor plan. They want to have the place where they can maybe escape and do their own thing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they want when they do want to have interaction with everybody, they want to have enough space to be able to do that. So the open floor plan kind of allows people to do that. Homes with a view is definitely something that is always desirable. You can never
go wrong, in my opinion.
No, you can never go wrong when you've got a great view mm-hmm. and that. And, you know, if you are doing something in an area and it's got a great view, if it's not water and it's trees, then you might have to just know whether those trees are someday going to go away because depends on who owns it and what's going on with it and all those kinds of things that you have to really investigate that when you're looking at it. Another thing that people are interested in is fewer bedrooms. The more bedrooms a home's had, the less it appreciated since 2012, actually. And I think that that's, you know, within reason and stuff. There's definitely the three-bedroom house is the staple of what most people want, and the two-bath house is they want a 3-2 is the kind of the minimum of mm-hmm. what people want. But there's definitely, you know, options for a lot of other things that people want as well. Two-car garages are another thing that people want, especially in Central Florida.
Yep.
Because
we don't have basements.
We don't have basements. So
and attics are only
tiny.
Can fit a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, I was looking at a new home that's being built that we're working with a customer that's building it right now. And it's got the tile roof. And so I was looking at those trusses and the trusses that are up there in the ceiling. I mean, they're probably somewhere between 14 and 16 inches apart. And that's it. Mm. And so they were talking about that they wanted to have like the security light outside the back. And so what the builder said that they could run the wire and that kind of stuff. But if they don't do it, then generally what happens is the builder, the foreman that was there, he said, well, you have to get a skinny guy to go up there in the corner of the attic and fish it through. He said, and so it's like, you got to find somebody really skinny to go up there and do it because there's not enough room to navigate through it. Yeah. It was pretty funny, you know, and I'm like thinking, you know, so they decided to put it in now because they didn't want to rely on finding the skinny guy
right?
that was willing to go up in the attic over in the corner and do it. So, but, you know, I mean, it's like those trusses, I mean, they're so close. I was like, there's no way that you could go up there in that attic.
Yeah.
But then when I was thinking about it and that with having the tiles are actually mm-hmm. made out of concrete, that they would to support that weight, they definitely need to be that close. So it definitely made sense. And that's why, you know, obviously if you've got a shingle roof, you can't just switch it to a tile roof because the tile roofs are significantly more heavy in weight. And so you have to make sure that you've got the right thing. So we were talking about, I don't know what we were talking about. I think we were talking about bedrooms and somehow.
We were talking about bedrooms, yep.
And that's where I got to that. So how I got there, I'm not exactly sure. Location is another thing that is always critical. You know, it was always location, location, location. And it still exists today that it is a big thing, whether it's close to schools or whether it's close to places where you can go
like
shopping
go. Yeah.
or doing Good entertainment job. Options. You know, all of those things are important. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So location is a key thing that when you're looking to enhance a home's value, which obviously if you've got a home, you know, you're not going to be able to change the location of it. But if you are looking to sell, then we can enhance the location and let people know what's around it. You know, I mean, that's a huge thing right there that people know what the scoop is about that. Then comes the right amenities. You know, for example, homes with patios. Sometimes people want a pool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are pretty opinionated when it comes to pools in Central Florida.
Yeah. They either love them or hate them.
That's exactly
right.
It's like
not anything in between.
No. It's like, I had one before. I'll never have one again. Can't live without it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, so pools don't necessarily make a whole lot of difference in the value of the home, which was surprising to me.
Mm-hmm.
But they cost a lot. You know, you don't get your value out of it when putting it in there. So generally, if you're not buying new, I always tell people if they want a pool, the best bet is to find a house with a pool is their least expensive
way to go.
But, you know, so that's one thing. Another thing, hardwood floors is another thing that people look for a lot of times, especially people coming from up north.
Yeah, that's what they're accustomed to.
They're accustomed to. And, you know, now there's the tile that looks like wood. So that's more of the Florida lifestyle.
Nice stuff.
Yeah, it looks good. And then fireplaces are something that people are interested in at time, especially this time of year. We all think we need a fireplace and we definitely do. And I definitely have one too. So, and then the style of the home is the modern contemporary style, which we don't have a lot of modern contemporary type homes in Central Florida in the higher end. There are some, but you know, it's like our Florida ranches and, you know, 2-story houses. They're
bungalows.
They all kind of look similar to a certain extent, but when you get on the inside, they can be very, very different. So it depends on if you want that open floor plan or what you want when it comes down to it. But I think that most people at least want the kitchen that's open to a great room or something that...
Yeah, at least a living room of some sort so they can intermingle with everybody else.
Exactly. And you might still have that formal living and dining room. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely a mixed boat on that and people that want that
formal... Yeah, you'll be surprised with what they... Some people want a pool table in there. Others want their grand piano or they do want that extra sitting space. So, again, it's just what their preference is.
Yeah, and, you know, and some people definitely want that formal dining room, and other people are, no, I'm never going to use it, and it's just a waste of space.
Yeah, we're going to use the breakfast table in the bar, and that's it.
That's right. So it just comes down to, you know, people's options and when what they're looking for and everything. So that's why there's something out there for everybody, and why every house is not the same. And even the houses that people term cookie cutter are not always cookie cutter. There's always some difference. You can tell the floor plan is the same, but going into one house versus another, it makes a huge difference. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll be back at you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we've just kind of been a mishmash, so we might as well continue on today.
It's all over the place. That's how we roll.
Good information, though. And lots of good houses on the market right now.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, looking to buy, there's definitely some great ones out there. And the good ones are definitely going fast. We just put a house on the market last week, and that's gone already. And another one that we put on for a couple of days, that one's gone too. So there's quite, they're going like hotcakes, and that kind
especially
of stuff.
Especially in certain price points, they tend to go.
Yeah.
But we do have a new listing that will be coming up this weekend over in St. Cloud, gated community right on the lake. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be coming on. And then we still have some other great listings as well that they're looking for a new owner.
Yeah, and there's one in Champions Gate, too, that
that's
we have coming
up,
on. Yeah, that one's in the Country Club, which is, and I don't know if you guys are aware of that. I mean, that's both of these are kind of in the south side of town. And then we've got one in Sanford and all that kind of stuff, too. But the one I'm thinking about in Champions Gate, the bottom line is with that one is that that Oasis is Country Club kind of thing is what I call it. because it's got like the lazy river and all of that kind of stuff. And they've got a little restaurant in there that really is very nice. I mean, it's like when you look at it, it's definitely first class. And they're also building another, club and and pool area and that kind of stuff, for that development. And if you haven't checked that out, it's really a really nice area. And it's Osceola County. And so you've got, all of those amenities and everything going for you, in that property. So there's lots of good things. So, you can always just give us a call and we've got, tons of stuff to show you. And like I said, we've got stuff in Apopka and Sanford.
We're all over.
Yeah. Just kind of all over. So basically, what you are looking for, we probably have.
Exactly.
They are going fast. So common home selling mistakes. So, it's like everything isn't always perfect when you're selling your house. And so these are some of the kind of things that can cause problems for you. And a lot of them have to do with price, but it's not all about price. The first thing is setting a price without careful research. And careful research is really important. I mean, you can look at a house and a neighborhood and you can say, okay, well, that house down the street, it sold 6 months ago for this price. And so then you look at your house and you think, well, it should definitely be at that house or higher.
Mm-hmm.
But the market changes and it might have gone down, from when that house sold. And we've got everything to show you and all the statistics that back it up and everything, if that's the case. And so just knowing, really what's going on and making an accurate determination. And we're not here to tell you what to sell your house for, but we are here to educate you, to let you know what the proper price is and that kind of stuff. So we're going to show you the evidence so that you can come up with your own conclusion, because I know all you guys out there are smart.
Yeah.
And it's like not that you need us to tell you. And, we can definitely guide you, though. And that's what we're here for. Pricing it too high from the start is another problem that people have when it comes to selling their house a lot of times.
Yeah. A lot of times, you want to get on the market and you want to see what kind of activity is biting. But if we put it too high, then we're not going to get any bites.
Right.
So it's just not going to work. So it's better to, like the first one says, do your careful research. This is what we're coming up with. And boom. If we price it too high, then nobody's going to look at it. And then it's just going to sit there.
We actually have a target. And what the target shows is that houses that are outside 6% or something like that, outside of what the price actually is, is that they're not going to get any calls. They're not going to get any showings. They're not going to get anything.
Exactly.
And then the second ring is when it's, when you're actually going to get showings, but mm-hmm. you're not going to get offers.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then the bullseye is when you start getting offers, obviously, yep. is
You've
what
got
you want to get.
Right. People are looking at it and offers are rolling in.
Yep. But then, you know, it also comes down to a lot of times the pictures and the descriptions and all yep. of those kinds of things that make a difference as well. And using an odd listing price. And I know that this is something that people, you know, want to do. And I was just talking to somebody last week that they wanted to use an odd listing price. But I explained to them that, for example, you know, a lot of these sites out there where people are searching now, they have the limits on there. Like mm-hmm, they can
that
say,
they can put in.
Yep. So it's like you can look at a house from 200 to 300 or 250 to 350 or 275 to 300 or whatever. But basically, it doesn't have those odd numbers on it.
Mm-mm.
So if you price your house at $250,999 or let's say $249,999, okay?
Yeah.
So the person that's looking at a house from $250 to $300 is not going to see your house.
Yep.
The person that's looking at your house from, you know, $200 to $250 is going to see it because it's going to fall in there. But if you'd have put it at $250, then you would have just picked up that one other category. And it's not like that one other person that's looking for that $1 difference or just putting in that, mm-hmm. you know, but $249,999 is really close to $250. And so to miss people, it's just not worth it to me
nope.
to do it. It's not. And so it's like we want to do everything that we can to get it done right. And
Correct. So
that's the scoop. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, call 407-566-2555. Another thing is overpricing because you're in no rush to sell. And, you know, again, I was talking to, you know, somebody that had their house listed with somebody else previously, mm-hmm. and I was talking to him, and basically they, you know, may have had their house listed a little bit high, too high to begin with, which they had realized, but now it's actually showing that it's been on the market for a lot of days, and I was actually talking to another lady that her house has been on the market for 1,500 days.
Total. Holy Toledo.
And I told her, you know, I mean, we're not the listing agent, but I told her that, you know, that doesn't help her cause, you know, with it, because people look at that and go, what in the heck's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, maybe the, you know, so it's even if they think the price is too high, they're thinking that the owner isn't negotiable. And there's a lot of things that.
Yeah, something's wrong major with the house.
Yeah.
The owner doesn't want to do repairs. I mean, a lot of stuff starts going through their head.
Yeah. And you just don't need to do that. So if you're in no rush to sell, that doesn't make it right for you to go ahead and overprice it to begin with,
mm-hmm.
because that's just going to cause doubt. And then you know, say that you lower it some significant amount, you know, depending on the price of the house. I mean, if it's a big house, maybe you reduce it like $100,000. If it's a smaller, you know, or lower valued house, you know, maybe it's like $25,000. But then people think, oh, they're desperate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that kind of stuff. And so they're going to go ahead and you know, make a lowball offer because they think that they're going to be able to get you to it. And, you know, it just sometimes it doesn't mm-hmm. serve you at all to do that. The other one is to get emotionally involved, which when it's your own house,
it's hard not to.
And, you know, it's like everybody says that it's a business decision and it's business. But when it's your own house, it is always emotional.
It is.
So there's no way to get beyond that. The next one is to expecting the house to sell itself, which obviously that's not realistic either. And then the next one is trying to sell it on your own, which, you know, in today's market, there's times where you may be able to do that and that kind of thing. But for the most part, you know, we think you need a professional, and we are definitely able to help you and would like to help you if that's what you're up for. But, you know, it just makes it easier. I just worked with a for sale by owner, and they were, you know, I was just talking to them about a couple of things, giving them a couple of tips. And then they just said to me, they said, you know, well, I was looking at it and this is just too much. So
here you go.
Here you go. And we sold it in 5 days. So, you know, they're like happy as all get out because they're like, yeah, it makes sense to do it that way.
That's
and everything.
So funny.
It is.
Well, it is. It's a lot of work that goes behind it, and they always think it's easier to do it themselves. But guess what? Timing and everything gets in there.
That's right. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week.
Have a great one, guys.